All right. So that is, let's just talk a little bit about where you might get caught up. So just to put everyone's mind at ease, don't feel like you need to become an e-learning developer or an e-learning expert. You'll see in future modules how it's beneficial to you to have a cursory knowledge of the development process, but your clients will not be testing you on terminology or jargon or anything like that. It's literally just for to help with your outreach. And then also don't fret about rates. Figure out how long it will take you to record and edit the requested audio, and then decide what an hour is worth. You know, if you don't want to just look at the rate sheet and decide from that, you can also kind of augment with just thinking about what your time is worth. There are plenty of e-learning developers more than willing to give you a fair rate for quality VO. And I say that last part because there's a lot of cheap voiceover requests out there, but there are plenty of people out there who are still paying solid rates.